Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in our downtown studios trying to stay warm. It was a balmy 19 when I rolled up into Barbecue Bob's driveway this morning. Tell you what, it's making a little ice out there, but again, I'm going to go back to that. Be careful, boys. Not a fish out there we're swimming for. You get in that cold water, you got a couple minutes and you're done. So be good, be safe, and make sure that you bait your hook. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Grillema, Bob. And I think you just said, why don't we use that term? I think that one goes in the book. It's a dilemma around the grill. And I had one of those that I averted, but I had to think about it and think quick. And that is, I had all my stuff set up to do appetizers at about 3 or 3:30 for a party, and then we're going to do dinner about 6:30 or 7. Had it all laid out, planned out. You know, I even keep a list. We had like 20 people coming over, and for whatever reason, either I didn't understand it or I think it got changed and I just didn't know it, but we lost that whole appetizer period, and they're not coming over till 6 or 6:30. It's everybody. And usually when you put on the grill feed, you're going to feed them a little bit just to get them hungry, let them go a couple hours, and then feed them the real meal. I can't pack all that food together, so I had to figure out what was going on, what I used and what I didn't use. The details are irrelevant, but it was like, you know, I had to scramble quick. What can you freeze? What can't you freeze? What do you got to throw away? What do you got to keep? And it ended up working out just fine. But it was one of those things where I had kind of it pissed me off, first of all, because you go out and you spend all that time and money putting all that stuff together, and then, but you know what? Get over it. Stuff happens.
Yeah,
right?
Quit whining, would you?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. But it was a grill.
You didn't get any pantyhose in your stocking for Christmas,
so,
or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a grillema.
Yeah.
I think you need a mite off for a grillema.
Yeah, I'm over it now. Yeah, all right.
Okay, I guess you are now. Hey, before I forget, Jop, we got to do a quick little mention about one of our new sponsors, which is Hanson Feed and Seed out of Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is like at the epicenter of WBBL, right? They're right down the road from our 50,000-watt blowtorch of tower.
Right.
So Hanson Feed and Seed, if you can hear this show, you're within 50,000 watts of that place. Go.
Yeah,
but they've got Cumberland pellet stoves on sale right now for, like, I think $21.99, 45,000 BTU brutes of a. I used to have one in my basement. It's just a very cool pellet stove, $21.99, lifetime warranty, 3 years parts and labor, beast. It'll burn anything. Go down and check them out. They're good guys. And I know you like the boys at Hanson.
Yeah, I sure do. They're on M91 just north of town there, and the left-hand side by the metal recycling plant. And basically what it is they've got a feed store there. And I buy this bird seed that I feed. It's hulled sunflower seed, and it's crushed up a little bit, completely. The birds eat it all. There's no mess in the spring. I don't know if any of you out there feed birds. We love to watch the birds come up to the house. And but this kind of feed, it's a little pricey. It's $45-$50 for a 50-pound bag, but there's zero waste.
I bet you could eat that.
Yeah, you could. I mean, it's just sunflower seed.
Protein.
It all it is. Yeah, but anyway, Hanson Feed's a great place to get that stuff.
It is. Yep. And right behind them is they also own Greenville Steel.
Yeah.
So I've brought a couple of, you know, my boys are good at trashing out cars.
Sure.
So I've actually hauled a few cars up there to Bob Hanson, and he's gladly crushed them for me.
Yep.
But had a little car incident this week. You know, I went to K&M Dodge and got myself a nice old used pickup. It was in their boneyard. It was just some, you know, $1,000 trade-in they had. And it's old, but it's a gem. And the boys down there, if you call them and say, hey, keep your eye out for this or that, they'll just keep their eye out for something. And if it comes along, they'll give you a jingle. First come, first serve, though. You know, they're not going to clean them, do anything like that. You just buy it. All right. They're up on Plainfield, K&M Dodge. Got me a great pickup truck. So my son doesn't take my advice, and he goes to an auction and buys a car sight unseen. Turns out it was okay, but we picked the thing up. He's driving home. And he calls me, he goes, hey, car stalled. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. He's all mad. I'm on the side of the freeway, and it goes a little bit and doesn't. I'm pissed. It's like, okay, well, are you off the freeway? It's like, barely. I'm right at the front of a bridge. I'm like, oh, God. So I'm home. I throw the chain and the tow strap into my new wood hauling truck, you know, my beater. Fired up, get cruising into town. He calls me. Oh, it's going again. I says, well, you know, tell me where you're going to be. So he calls me three or four times as I'm trying to rendezvous with him, link up our coordinates. Come to find out, he's like right at 131 and Burton. So I said, dude, you're going to have to limp this thing home on Burton, because I don't think I can tow it without ruining your tranny. And he told me he just found out it's illegal to tow now anyway. So there's my motivation to tow him right there.
Right.
It's like, oh, you can't even do that? Okay, great. I'm towing him. Yeah. So he goes about two blocks, and I'm like, I pulled in front of him. I said, I'm towing you. So I'm laying in the snow. Okay, this is Thursday. I'm on Burton. It's like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's cars just pissed. They're coming by. You know. I'm laying on the stinking road thinking I'm probably going to die. I'm tying my tow strap. And this is a new car.
So you're
car.
Behind it's, your truck and in front of his car.
Yeah, I'm going to be
laying in the slush
on
the road.
I'm going to be the filling in the Oreo.
Picture this, man. Picture Barbecue Bob laying in the road
my
in the slush.
My butt is getting wet, too, you know? It's like I got my Carhartt on, so my back's okay. So I'm laying. I finally got this strap hooked up. And I was so happy to jump in that truck, fire it up, and get that thing flying behind me. But Alex is a good kid. The kid can drive, because it's not easy when you're getting towed. Fortunately, the car would at least idle. So we get all the way through all the lights, and, you know, he's got the process down now. He's doing a good job. And we just get to Ada, and I make it through the last light. And this is an old 88 Chevy, and the thing's got some balls. So I, like, put my pedal to it, you know, and just, like, kick it in. It's got dual exhaust. It's like, whoa! He's behind me. We're doing, like, I think 65, 70 miles an hour across that new bridge. And, like I said, kid can drive. I don't know if it's that funny, but you had to be there.
Well, actually, you didn't, because I'm still back at Barbecue Bob laying in the road in the slush, man. I wanted that picture.
Oh, that was a scary part.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun with these. The fun thing I think about being a dad is we're spending time in the garage. They get these cars, they break them, they fix it, we fix them.
Yeah.
He had to pull the gas tank off the thing. What it was is there was a rag in the gas tank.
Wow, somebody left like a shop rag in there.
Yeah, red rag.
Yeah. Must be stuffed in the gas pipe
I have
or something.
No idea.
Lost their gas cap or something, but yeah. Anyway, it got
so
it down
turns
in
out
there.
It was a good car.
Yeah.
But I'll tell
Fantastic.
You what, we were pretty upset thinking that he bought a lemon.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to bet that you had a cold microbrew after that whole ordeal was done.
I had an Arcadia Nut Brown Ale, actually.
Yeah.
You're very you're
get
very
on the web, guys, and look for some Winter Beer Fest. There's one in Traverse City on February 8th through the 10th. January 12th to the 18th, Kalamazoo's having a beer week. And February 23rd in Grand Rapids is the Winter Beer Fest. So a lot of cool things to do with microbrews around the state this winter. You're listening to Grilling Guys on 107.3. Stick with us. We're going to talk about some cold weather grilling tips when we get back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.